We're at the Cardinal Caravan with Randy Flores. He's the Cardinals' director of scouting, also pitched on the 2006 World Series championship team. Tell me about your job and the responsibility of making sure this team is restocked every year with new young talent.
Yep, so my job specifically is to oversee the amateur draft, and so that entails canvassing the country for high school, junior college, and four-year talent. And picking from that board over the 40 rounds of the amateur draft. As you just mentioned, that job establishes, you know, a big part of our pipeline, whether that's homegrown talent or whether that's trading like we did for Ozuna. And it's something that a lot of people work very hard for, all the way from our area scouts to our analysts, and it's a thrill to be back with the organization in that capacity.
You know, most players will stay in the game as coaches. Why did you choose an administrative job like this, and a very, very crucial one at that?
You know what? It wasn't something that I had predicted, nor a path that I had set out to embark on very intentionally. When I was done playing, I spent a year in transition, wondering what was next for my life. At the end of that year, I came to the conclusion that going to graduate school was going to be an opportunity for me to continue my education. I moved my family from Arizona to Southern California and worked in the athletic department at my alma mater, USC, while going to graduate school in the evenings. Being exposed to that, both the business side and the athletic side, was something that was very intriguing to me. While doing that, I had started a business that kept me involved with professional baseball, the Cardinals being one of those clients amongst other teams. And when John Mozeliak and I had kept in contact all those years that I was out of uniform, I made sure to update him on the progress of my post-uniform transition. And when an opening came up at this position, our continued dialogue put me in position to interview and then ultimately win the position.
You talk about player development, scouting, and the Cardinals have always been at the forefront of that, going back to the very beginnings when Branch Rickey realized the importance of having a farm system. Teams didn't have them back then, and he created what is purported to be the first farm system. But in this day and age, with the amount of money players are making, in order, you know, you can only invest a certain amount of money in a small group of players at the top, and then you have to find the talent yourself. Is it, in your mind, is that right? I mean, is it more imperative now to have a really great scouting and development than you ever had before? In the old days, you could sign or trade your way out of trouble.
That's exactly right. I think that you hit on that key point there. The revenue in the game have gotten to a spot now where teams are able to keep their own talent also, and so there's much less contract dumping, I guess you would say. And so it's important to be able to grab talent wherever you can, whether that's international, whether that's in the amateur draft. And so each decision all throughout the draft is vitally important. And so we do expend a tremendous amount of resources, a tremendous amount of manpower to trying to get that right in an inexact science to continue to make an edge and keep an edge in the industry.
All right, you pitched on the 2006 team, and you found yourself in a lot of pressure situations. Tony La Russa would bring you in to face that lefty and get him out, and more often than not, you would do that job.
You're being very kind about
that.
Is
there more pressure doing that or doing this?
It's a great question. I think that there are different types of pressure. In my job now, I have a greater appreciation for the amount of resources, the amount of hours, the amount of manpower that go to put a 25-man roster together. When you're a player and you're on the mound, your entire job is to block out every other person in the entire world so that you could try to do your job. And so you're kind of oblivious to, in fact, all the effort that goes into allowing you to be oblivious to all the pressure. And so the pressure is actually a little bit more intense here because you understand the stakes. And you understand the scouts that are out there pounding the pavement for you. You understand the people in the front office and the analytics. And you understand the people in the city who pull for that product on the field. And so it's a heavy responsibility, but it's one that I embrace, and it's one that our entire front office embraces.
How much of it is the fact that when you were on the mound, you had control of the situation, but when you sit up there and watch, the only control you have is that you put the pieces there.
Well, I think you're being kind again, as if you look at my career stat line, oftentimes it seemed the batter had control of the situation more than me. But you're right. It's kind of like, you know, watching when one of the most nervous I've ever been is watching my siblings perform in athletics more than myself. And so what I look forward to is the look in the eyes I saw of my bosses when we were in the GM suite watching the playoffs in 2015. I was only a few months into the job. And there was a look in their eyes because they had intimate knowledge of every player that was on that field. And they knew the story and the various points of development of every player on that field. I'm looking forward to the Cardinals getting back in the playoffs and for my and our department's contribution to getting that product back in the postseason.
How hard was it for the organization to part with a player the caliber of Stephen Piscotty?
Yeah, you know what? That is painful, especially when that's someone who you know, we all cherish and is a special human being. But he's going to go to a spot that's great for him, and we were able to get a return also to contribute in Busch Stadium.
All right. Randy, thanks for your time. Good luck to you guys this year.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, that's Randy Flores, the Director of Scouting for the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll be back with more on WJBC after this.